Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We've had some things happening here in town, and this is kind of a big picture thought.
Okay.
But looking at where our franchises are and how they're going about their business and what they're trying to do in their respective sports, I think is interesting. And you know, I've mentioned this before. I love watching the process on how teams are built. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And I think a lot of it is kind of sports, based on the sport that these teams are playing.
Okay.
What do I mean by that? In the NBA, the NBA is really volatile because you have 15 guys on regular contracts. You have two on two-way contracts. In other words, you don't have a whole lot of guys. And it's a game where you have two, three, four guys who are really the basis of your team. And then you can say all you want about everybody else, but what those guys are fillers. And I don't mean the Cavs. I mean basic NBA. You know, you've got three, four guys maybe per team who you think, yep, here we go. Now we've got to get some guys to complement them, to play around them, because we need at least five guys on the floor. And so you put together a team and you kind of base it around these, you know, the key guys. But basketball, to me, lends itself to being really up and down. So there's that thought. Baseball is such a long grind that it lends itself to, I think, consistency maybe in approach that our team here has kind of mastered. And football is you better get it right at one position, and then you better supplement it through the draft to maintain what you have because you've got a ton of guys. And that hasn't really worked here. So the team on the top of the heap right now, it's the Cavs. Do you think people remember, Andy, the ebbs and flows of what's happened here with the Cavs?
I mean,
because
we do.
Right now, everybody's loving this, and they should.
Right.
But think about this. And going back to when LeBron James was in high school,
okay,
Cavs stunk. I mean, they had five really bad years,
okay,
that led to winning the draft lottery and getting the number one pick in 2003. I mean, they were really bad years.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You get LeBron, the entire franchise changes. And after a couple of years, you make the playoffs, you get a trip to the finals, right, you're winning big, you know, and all of a sudden you're one of the top dogs in the NBA.
And it's fun.
Yeah. And then LeBron leaves.
Oh, that wasn't fun.
And you bottomed out for 4 years.
That was bad.
I mean, you were bad.
Really bad.
You didn't win more than 33 games. But I don't think fans cared because I think they kind of understood what was going on. And there was concern, can you ever do this without LeBron?
I think they were depressed.
Well, you drafted Kyrie, who is a tremendous talent, and Tristan, who did the job for you.
Right.
And then LeBron comes back. And so you went from really bad to good to really bad to great, four straight trips to the NBA Finals. LeBron leaves. You bottom out again. You were really bad for 3 years. I mean, really bad. And you draft Darius Garland. You draft Evan Mobley. All of a sudden, you're okay. And you bring in Donovan Mitchell. You make that great, big, huge move, and you bring in Donovan Mitchell. So, I mean, the fortunes of the Cavs over the last 25 to 30 years have been drastic swings of really good and really bad. And I don't think Cav fans went away when the team was really bad. And I don't think
it wasn't the same though.
Well, there were a lot of LeBron fans.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that was part of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we have the same type of fan base following the Cavs now that we had then, because you had a lot of people who were just in it for LeBron. Mm-hmm. And now I think you got a lot of diehard basketball fans who are loving every bit of this. But I think the sport of basketball lends itself to those wild ups and downs and big swings. And
this front office has
not been afraid to make those.
I do think it's odd, though, that, you know, since the Cavaliers won the championship in 16. So then they come back in 17. Okay. So if you go back to 16, you know, the Warriors are the only team to repeat. And they've got, what, three titles since? Yeah, since then. They've had three titles. I do find it interesting that for a sport that just seemed like it was dominated by Golden State and the Cavs for, you know, until, what, 2019? Right? And then the Lakers win, right? I know it was pandemic. Then the Lakers win. Then the Bucks win. Back to the Warriors. Then over to the Nuggets. And then the Celtics. So the parity has been there for the league. As far as, because I think we get bored sometimes when we watch two teams battle for the finals every year. But the fact that the Cavs had won, I think, you know, broke up the mundane feeling about having the same two teams going back and forth. Plus, it was LeBron. Like you said, LeBron is an entity unto his own beyond just the team that he plays for. So I do find it interesting where we were sitting there for a while. We're like, man, Golden State is this dynasty stuff here, right? All of a sudden, it's not so much.
I think our fan base has given the Cavs a lot of leeway because of the LeBron factor. You know, and I don't think anybody went away, but I think the front office that's in place now with Kobe Altman and Mike Gansey, they've made some big, big moves. You had high draft choices because you earned them by stinking, and you'd made some good picks there. And now they're doing it without LeBron, which is something that this team hasn't been successful without LeBron since the late 1990s.
Yeah,
they weren't wildly successful because they didn't have a ton of talent.
I can't tell you last time I thought about LeBron playing here, you know, or trying to be a part of this, especially at 40 years old.
Well, it's been a while now.
Yeah.
So it's been a while now. The Guardians, would this surprise you? They've had losing seasons in two of the last 4 years. Does that surprise you? Surprised me a little bit. I knew with Terry they've had a lot of success, but even though with two of the losing seasons in the last four, they've also had only two losing seasons in the last 12. And this front office, I think we know the budget situation, and our team is not going to spend lavishly on free agents. That's okay. I don't mind, because it gives me another way to look at this team. And I think that our front office, as Andy looks at his glasses with a broken arm, I love that. Can we get that fixed?
I got to find the broken piece.
Yeah. Oh, you don't even have the arm?
I had it.
Our
this
engineers
morning,
have duct tape.
I don't want duct tape. I want super glue.
Well, I'll bet they have that.
It's a clean break,
you
too.
Could put super glue on it and then duct tape it up.
Okay, MacGyver.
It would look good.
More of Baskin and
bad.
MacGyver
feel
coming
bad.
Up after
I feel
the break.
Bad for you.
We'll get it fixed.
Perfect.
I actually thought he walked into the room.
We'll get it fixed.
Thanks, Coach.
I
think that our baseball team, as opposed to the basketball team, which will take these big swings, you know, and did with Donovan Mitchell, clearly. And, you know, LeBron came back, so there's the big swing. But our baseball team doesn't take those big swings. Instead, they do it kind of the old school way. I almost equate them to being the Pittsburgh Steelers
of
baseball.
The last time they took a big swing was what, Swisher and Bourne?
Edwin Encarnacion. And
Miller?
See, and even,
Andrew Miller, was
and
that a big swing?
And even those, Andy, those aren't big swings.
Swing?
They were
Miller?
Big swings for our franchise, yeah. But they're not big swings in baseball. And that's okay by me. Because I think they approach their game the way they have to succeed in this market for them with this ownership, which I think we have great ownership for the baseball team. And I know a lot of people don't feel that way. I do. I think they set a great tone and put the franchise in a position to succeed. our football team has taken big swings and they've missed. And they've tried to build it through the draft and they've missed. And that to me is why you get so many angry Browns fans. I don't think we get a lot of angry Guardians fans. And it's interesting to me because we, even when the Cavs stunk, I don't think we had a lot of angry Cav fans. Do you? It's a weird, to me.
Well, we also had, they were LeBron fans too. I mean, there was a, which different, is a different dynamic. World.
Yeah.
But because in a sport like basketball, one player can dominate. You can't do that in football. You can't do that in baseball. You got to have all night. Unless you've got the pitcher that can go out there and win every game, it's not happening. So
LeBron came back on his own, right? And the franchise made that happen. But, you know, it's not like they went out and made that big swing. They did make that big swing for Donovan Mitchell. The football team tried to make the big swing for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
That one didn't work. The Mitchell one did. The baseball team hasn't made the big swing, yet they continue to produce winning baseball teams.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't last year.
They're just different ways of approaching this. Do you like one more than the other, folks? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.